Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show planned for you today. We're going to be talking to IFBB Pro figure competitor Victoria Adelis, and we're going to be talking about the figure competition process for those women out there who maybe you're in a bikini class right now and you think, you know, I love to train hard, I'd like to get leaner, I'd like to step on stage in a figure competition. Or maybe you're somebody who has never competed at all, but you need something to shoot for. So you're thinking about figure as opposed to bikini because you like the slightly more muscular, more athletic look. We're going to discuss some of the things that you need to know on today's show. How you doing, Victoria?
I'm doing great, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure, my pleasure. And we got to meet at the Arnold this year, and you were getting ready for a competition at that point in time, and recently you have competed twice since then, right?
Yeah, and my pro debut was in St. Louis, and then I went on to the Governor's Cup, which was in Sacramento, and cracked the top five there, and I've got the Cal Pro in a week.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Which I need to lead right in with this discussion, because I would be remiss if I didn't. Yesterday we had, Dr. Lane Norton on. He was talking about, when you try to, stay in competition ready shape or near there, for too long of a period of time, that the metabolism actually starts to slow down, and so you have to do things to compensate for that. Do you find that, or when you're done with the competition, you do things specifically to ramp your metabolism back up and then get back into that shape again to step on stage?
Well, you know, I think it really depends on the person and where they start before they go into prep. And that's why it's so important to make sure your metabolism is kind of firing on all cylinders before you even begin to get ready for a show. I'm kind of on the lucky end where, you know, I have a pretty fast metabolism. So actually, as I go through my show prep with my coach, Kimoto, he actually slowly increases my calories as I go because I find my metabolism kicks into high gear, and I actually end up around almost 3,000 calories as I get into a show.
So now, I want to stop you there because the women who are listening to this interview who are not associated or don't have the knowledge of what it takes to become a figure competitor, when you see these competitors on stage, they're very, very lean. They're very, right. They're not unappealing. They're very feminine, but they carry a lot of feminine muscle, I'd say. And I think that people would be shocked to know that you're eating 3,000 calories a day as you get close to your competition. Most people would think that you're eating 600 calories a day.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people are like, oh, you need to eat a sandwich. I'm like, I'm sure I eat three times as much as you, probably. And, you know, it's true, though. I you know, I've built my metabolism up over the years, and I'm a really big believer, and you can do this sport in a very healthy way as long as you go about it the right kind of way and you take your time. And through doing that and working with the right people, I've been able to speed my metabolism up to the point where it's really firing well. And, you know, my body responds well to keeping things balanced. And that's, you know, I'm doing, gosh, six shows over this season all the way through October. So I'm able to do that because I allow my metabolism to be healthy. And when I come out of a show, too, you slowly introduce things back into your diet. And I think that's where a lot of competitors, you know, really kind of fail, is they go from, you know, this extreme level of leanness and, you know, maybe their metabolism is not kicking to where it should be because they think they have to restrict so much. And then they go back and they introduce all these crazy foods back in and they, you know, go way off the deep end. Whereas I try to stay within, you know, anywhere from 5 to 7 pounds and slowly introduce stuff back in. And I think that's enabled me to be able to eat so much food going into a show.
And Dr. Norton, he calls that reverse dieting. You add, you know, 20 calories a day, back in slowly, and it doesn't sound like a lot, but over the course of weeks, you start to, as it says, reverse diet. So it sounds like you do that instinctively. You just start to slowly go back to higher caloric intake. But you do it so slowly that you don't do like some of these other competitors do. Like you said, they come out, they start eating pizza and everything else, and because they feel so deprived, and they put on a bunch of fat really fast.
Oh yeah, yeah. You have to be really smart about it. I mean, especially if you know you want that longevity in the sport. And so I've been lucky to work with one of the best in the world, Kim Otto, and he, you know, is a really big fan of introducing those foods slowly back into the diet. And through my own experiences, I know firsthand. I mean, granted, I was that first-time competitor before I worked with a coach and all that, where I was like, oh, yes, I'm done with my show. I'm going to go eat pizza and all that. And I learned the hard way. So, you know, from there, you know, you work with the right people. You listen to your body. You have trust in the process. And you can really do it in a great way that actually you know, is more healthy and helps you become stronger in the end. So it's just about being smart.
Okay, so now you said earlier in the interview that you have to take your time. Are you talking about the contest prep period where so many people adhere to like a 12, 14, or 16-week contest prep time? Are you saying that you take longer to get into contest condition?
Well, for me, I personally don't have to take a long amount of time just because, like I said, I've built my body up to where it responds pretty quickly and well, and I get lean fairly fast. So I usually take only about anywhere from 8 to 10 weeks. But for other people, I mean, everybody's different, and I think that's where you really, you know, have to be smart about understanding that just because, you know, your friend Susie started 10 weeks out doesn't mean that's where you should start. It depends on, you know, how much body fat you have, lean mass, you know, how healthy your metabolism is at that point. I mean, if you're currently eating, you know, 1,500 calories, you don't have too much to pull from going into a 12-week diet. So you really have to build your metabolism back up, in my opinion, and then you know, maybe not take 12 weeks, but maybe take 16, 20 weeks. It depends on your starting point and how healthy you are at the time. So just be smart and work with the right people, you know.
And this echoes what Lane Norton was talking about yesterday. It's really interesting to see that you're an IFBB pro competitor. You've learned this. Obviously, this is really the one of the hidden secrets. This notion that, and a lot of coaches do this, a lot of coaches that don't know what they're doing. When an athlete isn't responding, they increase the cardio, they cut the calories, and this is probably the kiss of death for the average person because the metabolism is going, oh, my God, I'm starving. I've got to save every ounce of fat I can right now.
So. Oh, yeah, it's really dangerous, and it can actually spark a lot of issues beyond just physical, especially, you know, with females. It can trigger certain just bad relationships with food because you feel so restricted and you just start resenting the sport instead of enjoying the process. So it's really important to go about it the healthy way. I mean, I only do 30 minutes of cardio 5 times a week, if that. You know, and this has been a long process. It didn't just happen that
right.
I was able to kind of get to this point. So,
what about carbohydrates? Where do carbs fit into your diet in the off season, and then as you get closer to competition ready?
I love carbs. I love carbs. Yeah, no, I've been very lucky in that I've been able to keep carbs in, and I actually have them pretty much every meal, even before bed. I even use a product called Carbolin, which is, oh my gosh, does wonders and is like candy during my diet season. A lot of competitors, some are able to use it, some maybe not when they're getting ready for show. It just depends on how your body responds to carbohydrates. But I've been able to keep that in as well as complex carbs throughout the day and a lot of
What are your primary carbs? Are they yams, oatmeal, brown rice, that sort of stuff, or do you have any secret carbs that you think you can share with people?
Secret carbs. No, it's just, you know, there's nothing really magical about my diet. It's
right.
oatmeal in the morning. I love oats. I love sweet potatoes or yams.
Right.
Quinoa is another one that I really enjoy. And then I'll have brown rice every now and then, but it's not my favorite. I like to stick with like sweet potatoes because I think it just makes chicken taste that much better, or
yeah.
It hides the chicken, one of the two. But yeah, I mean, the goal is to really keep as much, you know, of carbohydrates into your diet.
And how do you use the carbolin? Do you use carbolin pre-workout, post-workout, both? How do you use the carbolin?
So I typically in my improvement season or my off season, I'll have it pre and post, and I'll have about half a scoop pre, half a scoop post. And I found the best benefits with that. And then I, now will do it just post workout, and just, it will help me recover a little bit better. I just enjoy it after like a good solid leg workout. I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm able to almost grow into a show between the carbolin and the krealkolin, and taking that all the way through almost, I mean, I'm a week out and I still have carbolin in my diet. And, you know, I feel like that's enabled me to kind of grow into shows, which has been really great.
Okay, we want to take a break, but you just used the word krealkolin, and a lot of women out there just shuddered because you're talking about creatine, and women don't like creatine. I want to talk about creatine when we come back, but before we go to the break, I have to give you a shout-out from Carly Gomez.
Right. Oh, yes, I love Carly. I've competed with her before.
Yes, Carly says, tell Victoria hi from me. She and I competed together on the amateur level before she got her pro card. She is a great person inside and out, and I love that she is on your show, a great athlete and representative for the ladies. So there you go.
Oh, right. I love Carly.
Yeah, so stay tuned. We're going to come back. We're going to pick it up. We're talking with Victoria Adelis. We're talking about becoming a figure competitor. For those of you who have no knowledge about what it takes, we're going to get deeper into this as we come back.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Wherever you call your battlefield after each training engagement, you must recover. Introducing the most complete all-natural and organic recovery formula, Am Nutrition's Basic Training, formulated by a military veteran. Basic Training provides the ammunition your body needs to recover and continue the fight. No fake sugar or flavors. No GMOs. Less than 1 milligram of sugar and soy per serving with complete nutrition no other company provides. Arm yourself with the healthiest recovery formula on the market, the Body's Ammunition and Nutrition. Join the nutritional revolution by going to muscleandnutrition.com. That's muscle, AMNUTRITION.com.
Recover!
And Nutrition. Are you in the midst of cutting body fat? Feel exhausted when it's time to train but don't want to use pre-workout drinks because they're loaded with sugar and carbs? Ice V2 is here to help you get intense while carbohydrate depleted. Ice V2 has only 1 gram of non-sugar carbs per serving. Ice V2 is loaded with strength-amplifying anabolic activators that will make your workouts more productive while allowing you to cut the fat. Cut the fat. Loaded with amino acids, Ice V2 contains the unique Formel Norvaline that acts as a pump amplifier. Get Ice V2 today at xfmuscle.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. By the way, I have to give Carly Gomez another shout out because I mentioned that when I got my iPhone a few years ago, I changed the signature from sent from my iPhone to sent from my Superhuman iPhone, and she has changed, and she, as a loyal part of the Superhuman Nation, has changed her iPhone signature to say, sent from my Superhuman iPhone. I love that. I wish everybody would do that. I wish everybody, and then let your friends ask, what does that mean? And then tell them to listen to the show. So there you go. Okay. Okay, so you said it, okay? I know women, when we talk about creatine in private, you know, I'm saying, well, you try, no, I don't want creatine. I hold water. I don't want bulky muscles. I don't want to take creatine. Women hate creatine. They hate it, don't they?
Oh, yeah. For whatever, I mean, you know, it's a society kind of thing, I think. You hear all kinds of stuff in the media, and things are blown out of proportion, and, yeah, people get sort of jaded views on these products, but I love creatine.
Tell me why.
Well, I love Crealkaline, I should say.
Okay, Crealkaline is a product also made by a sponsor, All American EFX, and this is a buffered creatine, so you take far less of it, but why do you like it? Because it doesn't cause bloating, right?
Yeah, that's huge for me. I mean, as a woman, it's like, we already have to deal with bloating once a month. Why, you know, take a product that increases that? So I tried Crealkaline, gosh, even before I became sponsored by EFX, and that's part of the reason why I contacted them, because I took all the products and loved them and got great results. But I started taking it in, it was like 2011, I think, really tried to put on a good amount of muscle, and combined with a good, you know, diet, oh my gosh, I can't tell you how much I improved my physique, and there's no bloating with it, so I could take it all the way through until I stepped on stage. I mean, I'm stepping on stage next week, and I take it every single day, and I really think that it's helped me put on some muscle, and it's really simple, too. You don't have to cycle it. You don't have to go on and off, so it's simple, and it works, and you won't get crazy big Hulk muscle from it.
But did you get stronger? Were you able to train with greater intensity? Because that's one of the real benefits of creatine. I love creatine. I take it all the time.
Oh, yeah. I was able to get stronger. I just feel so much better in the gym, and I just feel like overall it's helped me become a better athlete. Whenever ladies cringe about creatine, I let them know about Crealkaline because, you know, there's no bloating, there's no water retention. Plus, you can get stronger and, you know, maybe embarrass some of the boys in the gym.
There you go. There you go. I like that. So, okay, so how long have you been competing in figure competitions?
I started in 2010. So I started out in Oregon and did a couple of shows. And then the next year, I actually competed in fitness the following year and went to nationals for fitness and injured myself on stage.
Mm-hmm.
I thought my career was over and managed to recoup with some good therapy and hit the figure stage in 2012 and got my pro card.
That's really exciting. Okay, so does a figure competition require a greater level of, this is a rhetorical question, a greater level of dedication than, say, bikini competition?
I don't think it requires a different level of dedication. Granted, sometimes bikini competitors' diets are a little bit, not as strict maybe in some cases, it just depends on the person, but I think it requires a different kind of training. So, you know, with figure competitors, you know, depending on what the athlete looks like, I mean, there's some bikini competitors that might need to lift pretty heavy because they have to, you know, I call it Operation Booty, Operation Grow a Booty.
I'm glad you brought that up because I want to talk more about that, but go ahead.
Right. So some bikini competitors might initially need to have that heavy lifting to put on some good size in the right areas to give that nice hourglass physique a boost. But, you know, with speaker competitions, for the most part, you know, it does involve a good amount of heavy lifting consistently over time, depending on how much size you've got to put on, combined with high volume training. But once a bikini competitor gets to a certain point, you almost have to, you know, kind of pull back some of the lifting. I have some friends who, you know, they lift twice a week because they can't put on any more muscle in certain areas because, you know, then you start flirting with the figure division.
Right. And so, I see this happen all the time. What I see is,
right,
I see girls start out in bikini and do well in bikini. They enjoy the process. They enjoy the competition, but they enjoy the training more. And so they keep on training and they end up with, well, slightly wider backs and better shoulders. And all of a sudden they train themselves right out of the bikini competition segment and into the figure competition segment. But now what happens is the level of dieting is, in my humble opinion, really where the rubber meets the road, because you can take a bikini competitor and make her look like a figure competitor, albeit not a good figure competitor, but make her look like a figure competitor by getting her to diet down hard enough to where you see more separation in the muscles, definition in the muscles, more hardness, slightly harder look, a slightly more athletic look. And that's where the rubber meets the road for the bikini versus the figure competitors, in my humble opinion. Granted, you're right, the training gives you the body that you need, but the diet lets people see it. And when they come to that diet phase, the bikini competitors, that's when they make the determination, gee, I don't know if I really want to do this, because now I have to eat, you know, chicken and broccoli, and I have to watch my carbs more, and I have to be more cautious with, because you don't want that soft look anymore now. Now you want a slightly harder look, right?
Right. Yeah, no, the diet definitely does play a huge role. I mean, you know, we coach athletes out here in Oregon, and, you know, a lot of our bikini girls have, you know, still have fruit, and they still have maybe a little bit of milk and Greek yogurt, and it's like, man, you're living the dream. But, you know, it does come down to diet. At the end of the day, training does play a role as well, and it's hard because it is a fine line, especially for those more muscular bikini competitors, because, you know, they love the sass, they love being able to demonstrate their personality a little bit more, but they also love the training in the gym.
Yes.
You know, so it's a balance, and it's a choice that definitely needs to be made if you do like lifting pretty heavy. And yeah.
Okay, so you invoke the magic word of dairy. So is dairy something that has to stay out of the diet, you believe, because it makes the skin thicker? I've heard this from old-time bodybuilders who, when you want to get lean, you got to cut the dairy out. Is that why you cut it out?
Well, just sugars, right? So you want to keep your blood sugar as stable as possible when you're trying to lose as much fat as possible. So I personally do cut it out. Obviously, as a woman, I make sure I take a calcium supplement at the same time. But as I go into show, it might be in my diet for a little bit. And then, you know, as I get closer, it definitely does come out. But not for everybody. I mean, like I said, some of our bikini competitors still have it in. You know, I think that, again, it's like a very individualized sport, and everybody is so different that it really depends on the person and how your body responds. And I think that's where it comes down to having a good coach and, you know, trusting your gut instinct on, you know, okay, is this really affecting me in a negative way? I mean, looking at your body, it's like people who focus too much on numbers and how, you know, lean you're supposed to be or
right,
what you're supposed to do. Ultimately, it depends on how you're looking and how you're feeling, and really trusting yourself and those who are helping you around you. So
okay, now early in the show you mentioned that, you know, as you come into a competition, you're eating 3,000 calories a day. And I know that there are plenty of fitness figure competitors out there who are on the opposite end of the spectrum, where they're literally starving themselves as they get closer and closer to a competition. So with that being said, one of the things that I was wondering, is, do you personally lose your period as you come closer to a competition? Because I have a theory now that you've talked about this. Do you lose your period?
No, I don't.
Okay, see, and here, this is I want to talk about this for a second. There is nothing that's a greater indicator of the lack of health than a woman losing her period. And we've talked about this on the show. Libido may be a better indicator of longevity than anything else. And when women do things to their bodies where the body perceives it as a threat, that sustaining life is really critical right now, they lose their period because the body knows you don't want to bring a child into the world if you can't feed yourself right now. There's something wrong with the environment, and the body shuts down. This is a great point. Those women out there who are getting ready for competition, who are losing your periods, you're doing it all wrong. You may get on stage and look the way you want to look, but the damage you're doing to your body is terrible. Now, here's a competitor who is eating 3,000 calories as she gets closer to competition. She's not losing a period. This tells me that you're doing it on a healthy way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, mine might get like a little off as far as timing goes, but I think it's, I was just talking about this with somebody the other day. I think it's interesting because, on the one hand, typically when women lose their period, it's because they're malnourished. But on the other hand, some people are, I've found by, you know, seeing friends go through the process and all that and kind of comparing numbers and, you know, sometimes just really intense training can affect a woman's period as well. Because your body's like, you know, you're lifting all these crazy heavy weights, you're pounding, you know, on the treadmill every day. I mean, your body's going to be like, whoa, she's like hitting the iron in the gym. She's not ready to have a baby right now.
Right.
You know, so it really depends on the individual, I think, a little bit. And it's interesting too, because, you know, I don't ever lose it, but I'll get, you know, kind of, it'll just be off, you know, maybe a
right.
2-3 days.
And that would be expected. The other thing is that a lot of people think that when a woman gets below a certain level of body fat, that mm-hmm. it's automatic that she lose her period. But the reality is, I don't believe it's the body fat. I think that's extrinsic. I think the intrinsic change is that these women are starving themselves to get down to mm-hmm. these low levels of body fat, and that's what's causing their menses cycle to stop.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I get down to, I'm 6.2% body fat right now, and I'm praying that it hits before the CalPro.
Right.
So, I mean, it happens. And I think you're dead on. Like, you know, when it's like marathon runners, a lot of them lose their periods because they get so lean because they don't have enough fuel for their body to run all these
crazy
miles.
It's not that. It's not the leanness. It's the fact that in order to become that lean, they have terrorized their body. They have literally pushed their body into a point of metabolic derangement from their training, from the stress that they're putting on their body. That's shutting the period off, not the fact that they're 6% body fat.
Right. It's more so like with the marathon runners, it's more so they're not eating enough to fuel what they're doing, and therefore their body is basically catabolic and just malnourished. And that's what ultimately makes you lose, you know, that part of being a woman.
Right.
And it's important to try to keep it. And if you don't get it, like with all of our athletes, we have them get blood work done before they start and, you know, at the end of their prep, just to make sure everything's functioning properly. I mean, I do it as well with Kim. I mean, I'll get my blood work done in the beginning of prep and then at the end, just to make sure I'm not compromising my health in any way. I mean, I'm really, really big on making sure my prep never, you know, hurts my health. And I think you can do it, but like I said, you got to be really smart about it.
But I applaud you because you don't have to. This is evidence. Guys, too, you don't have to abandon health. You don't have to trash your body to be a successful athlete. And this is great. When we come out of the break, we're going to be talking more about this. I'm going to let you plug your services when we come out of the break. For the women out there who are considering a competition, you can actually train with Victoria long distance. We're going to tell you how you can do that. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. Don't you
you wish your girlfriend was raw like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me?
We avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com. Nutrition.com today. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure. Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Don't forget, all week long from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the best mashups in the world to do your cardio to. Just stream the channel live on your iPhone or Droid using one of those radio player apps. Look for the Superhuman Radio Network and let us fuel your workout with great music. We're talking to Victoria Adelis. So, Victoria, how can people, if there's women out there who have the bug and they think, you know, I want to be a competitor, whether they want to be bikini or figure, I would imagine you work with all of them, and they say, you know, this girl really gets it. I don't have to trash my health, which is more important to women than men, because guys will do stupid stuff to get on stage, but most women aren't willing to. How do they reach you? How do they, and how does it work if someone wants to train with you long distance?
So there's quite a few different ways you can reach me. Facebook, obviously, I'm big into social media. So I have a Facebook page, facebook.com/Victoria Adelis Fitness. They can email us directly. That would probably be one of the best ways because we're working on our website right now. But it's info@teamabcfitness. Our name is Team ABC. It stands for Always Bring in Competition. So they can contact us one of those ways. And, you know, we work with all different athletes, from bodybuilders to fitness competitors, figure, bikini, women's physique. And the way we work with competitors out of state, we do it, you know, via Skype, photos. You know, we do competition programs as well as improvement season. So we'll, you know, improvement season, we typically check in person once a month or via Skype once a month. And then we have them send us pictures every other week. And then competition prep, it's every other week we're seeing them in person. And just really helping with them with the process, not just physically, but also, you know, the mental side of it. Because I think truly about 70% of it, it's a mental process. And, you know, having the right perspective is everything in prep. So we really try to help with that as well.
What if someone doesn't want to compete but wants to look like a competitor? Will you work with them too, or are you too busy to work with people like that?
Oh, no, absolutely. We work with a lot of people like that. We have so many people come to us and like, I don't want to step foot on a stage or go into heels or none of that, but I just want to look and feel my best. And, you know, we kind of take a very similar approach, you know, really a well-balanced, healthy approach to whatever the person's goals may be.
Earlier in the interview, you invoked the discussion about, women who have to train a little harder because they want a better butt. And obviously it's no mystery now, both in bikini and in figure, that mm-hmm. many competitions are won from the back. And that is because so many competitors look so astonishingly fantastic from the front. Beautiful presentation, beautiful hair, pretty face, broad shoulders, right. Taper down, nice waist, great quads, boom. Then they turn around and then mm-hmm. one woman has a proud butt and the other one has no butt at all. And the judges go, you know, bam, the girl with the proud butt gets the win. So I've actually had, why can't I think of his name now? But it'll come to me probably later in the interview. We just did a show about this and I asked quite frankly, look, is it all genetics or can you take somebody who doesn't have much of a butt, and train them to have a butt? Is it possible?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, we have all different kinds of athletes that come to us, you know, and some who are genetically, I mean, you're going to have a foundation there and you can kind of work with that. But, you know, when it comes to butts, you can definitely build them. There's a difference between, you know, if you have good structure up top, you know, you have a real wide clavicle or what have you, and that makes you look wider. That's going to be, you know, set you ahead of somebody who's got a much more narrow upper body. But with butts, I mean, you can build out a booty no matter what size butt you have right now. It just comes down to your training and also fueling the booty with good food.
Really? So you feel like that the diet plays a role in, well, look, the butt is a muscle. You know, it's probably some of the largest muscle groups on your whole body. And so, obviously, the things that you do to grow muscle, back muscle, shoulder muscles, whatever, are going to influence the butt. But doesn't it all start with targeting the glutes the right way, doing the right kind of things to activate those muscles?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You've got to be smart about your training, and you've got to have good form. I mean, so many times I see people, you know, they're doing squats and their knees are going way over their toes. Their heels are coming up off the ground and they're doing what I call click-it squats where they go down like about an inch and back up and they call it a day. So, I mean, it definitely comes down to training smart in the gym and also fueling your body to allow for muscle growth at the same time. But doing things like, you know, squats, Bulgarian split squats, weighted bridges, lunges, I mean, there's such a wide variety of exercises you can do, but if your form's off, you know, you're just going to be thrashing your knees versus building your glutes.
I started doing weighted hip thrusts, which I guess is like a glute bridge on a bench mm-hmm. where I'm really hinging my hips, where my back is against the edge of the bench when I'm down at the bottom, and then my back is flat on the bench when I'm up at the top. And I just started doing them for a couple reasons. First of all, I am the average white boy, and I don't have much of an ass, first of all. Second of all, since I've been focusing, Brett Contreras, who was on the show, by the way, we talked about building a great butt. Since I've been focusing on form in my deadlift more so, and really activating my glutes and my Hips. I've learned that I have not been activating my glutes and my hips in my deadlift. And hell, I'm really strong in a deadlift. I'm thinking I can be stronger. So I started doing these weighted hip thrusts. I did them this morning and I'm starting out slow. You know, I did five sets this morning with 225 for 10 reps. And I got to tell you something. I can feel my butt growing and my butt is sore like it was when I first started squatting 15 years ago. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
yeah.
What is that not the king of all butt building exercises?
Oh, I really like bridges. That's what you're talking about, where your back's on the floor, your feet are on the floor, and you're just thrusting your hips forward.
Well,
yeah,
I do that, but on my back is on a bench, so I really do look like a bridge when I'm at the top. But yes, exactly.
Yeah. Right, and you can also put your feet on a bench too, and do it from the floor to get a little bit more range of motion and get a better squeeze. Yeah, you dig your heels in, makes it a little bit more challenging. Bring your feet closer together. So I love that for glutes and for hamstrings. A lot of people will get a real bad hamstring cramp when they do those, so you got to be careful. But I think it's great because you can really slow down the movement. You can focus on control, on the squeeze at the top. You know, and there's a lot of variations there, and I definitely think that's one for the arsenal when it comes to building a butt.
What about where do you stand on water pre-competition? Are you one of the people who you cut your water completely right before your competition, or do you drink water all the way through like Dr. Lane Norton? He doesn't give up water at all, in fact.
Well, I can tell you, Kim Odo, my coach for the Governor's Cup, I was drinking over a gallon all the way through until the night show and beyond. I didn't cut water. He didn't cut my sodium. Kept everything pretty much the same. In fact, my first show with him was the St. Louis, and I had 5 burgers on the way in with full water, full sodium, just because I had to fill back out a little bit. And then for the Governor's Cup, I was fuller, and I still got my water. So I don't, you know, I think that it's kind of an older way of thinking in some ways, that you have to completely shut water off, or you've got to, like, sodium load, deplete, and do all kinds of craziness.
Manipulations, all these manipulations,
yeah,
right.
Well, I mean, to a certain extent, you don't want to completely shut it all off. You know, there's so many competitors, they go backstage, and they're like, man, you know, I was totally lean and I was feeling good, and then I cut my water off. I totally dropped all my sodium out, never reintroduced it back in, and couldn't get a pump to save my life. Well, if you go from, you know, looking extremely great, why would you go through all these drastic changes
when
what you've been doing is working?
What a great point. What a great point. So many people look great the day after when they start eating and drinking again like they normally do. They're like, man, I wish I looked like this last night.
Yeah, there you go. You reintroduce water and sodium because what happens? I mean, that's why a lot of people, they cramp on stage. I mean, it gets kind of dangerous. You start messing with your
electrolyte
balance, and all kinds of stuff can happen. So, no, I was actually shocked. It was, I've always kind of, prior to my pro career, I've definitely pulled back on water, but going into my first 2 pro shows, with Odo, he had me full water, full sodium. I mean, it was like another day just on stage.
That is so sensible. I applaud. And this is Kim Odo. Is that his name?
Kim Odo. Yeah. He's one of the guru out there for some of the ladies. He trains.
I applaud his sensibility in this and, you know, not making women do things that are counter to health just to get on stage. He's proving that, look, you can do it and you can be healthy at the same time and look fantastic. We have to take one last break. And when we come back, I want to ask you how you feel about fat in your diet. We're talking with Victoria Adelis. If you want to get in touch with her, you can email info@teamabcfitness.com. The website isn't up yet. Hopefully it will be up soon. But if you have the aspirations to train with someone who clearly gets it, that you don't have to trash your health to look amazing and step on stage whether you want to or not, I think it's well-deserved to say that Victoria is the person to do that with. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone, riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
There are a few people
products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein in the world. Not only is it from Amish grass-fed cows inside the United States, but it's the only grass-fed whey in the world that is not heat pasteurized. Don't be fooled by other grass-fed whey products that are low heat pasteurized. Only the patented Chill-Rite process leaves all the natural fractions of whey intact to boost your immune system while building more muscle. And Whey Natural USA is also the lowest price for non-heat pasteurized grass-fed whey protein in the world. Don't waste your time on products that only deliver 15 grams of protein per scoop. Choose the best with 25 grams of protein per scoop. Whey Natural USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today to see why anything less is wasting your money.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. Fat is critically important to the body, not just the storage of fat, but dietary fat. It helps detoxify the body. It helps the nervous system. And quite often when athletes start training and prepping for competitions, they cut all fat out of the diet. And a lot of times the mood becomes sluggish and worrisome, and they don't feel good. They just don't feel good. I remember Porter Cottrell telling me a story once when we were training at the gym that he was getting ready for an Olympia competition. He had to go in and squat that day. He had taken a bunch of ephedra and caffeine because he just didn't feel like training, and he started squatting, and he just felt bad. Not sick, but emotionally bad. He went out to his car, and he broke down and started crying, and he didn't know why. And so then he drove home and instinctively took two tablespoons of olive oil and just shoved them in his mouth and drank them down. And within a half hour, he said he felt good again. And that is when the importance of fat in the diet and the nervous system was elucidated to him. But competitors cut their fat completely quite often as they get closer to competition. So what do you say, Victoria? Where does fat fit into the diet, and how do you treat fat in the diet?
I think it's important. I mean, like you said, fat is so important, not just, you know, your body needs it for energy, but for regulating insulin, and also as far as keeping your hormone levels in check too, especially with women. You know, you cut it completely out and don't reintroduce it at all. You're not going about it a healthy way, in my opinion. So you want to make sure, you know, you stick to the kind of the recommended amounts, you know, anywhere from 20% to 35% if you can.
I
mean, granted,
good.
For some competitors. Yeah. I mean, for some competitors, you know, that's going to be maybe a little lower, maybe a little higher. You know, and everybody responds to macronutrients differently. Some people respond better to, you know, a diet higher in carbohydrates, others a diet higher in fat. So you really got to listen to your body, but include it in, because, I mean, just the function of the normal human being, like brain function and hormone function, you do need those healthy fats.
You know, and the funny thing is, if you look at all the research just in traditional diets amongst regular people, people who eat more fat tend to be leaner. And this is contrary to what the mainstream media would have you believe. Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale's first writing of the anabolic diet, some almost, I want to say 25 years ago when he first wrote the first edition, he had his athletes eating copious amounts of fat and protein and resigning their carbohydrate intake to vegetables, green leafy
right.
vegetables. And these guys were getting big and strong, but staying lean in the process. So,
right.
in my humble opinion, fat is magic. Now, more importantly for women, because women are more sensible than men, we admit that.
Well, at least you admit it.
Yeah. You know, back in the 1800s and 1700s, doctors knew when you ingested poison, the first thing they wanted you to do was to eat fat. They would have you eat animal fat or egg, raw eggs, because they knew that mm-hmm. fat. Okay, we've all heard this, right? Toxins store themselves in your fat cells. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Well, if you're hyper lean, getting ready for a competition, you're still going to be exposed to toxins if you live here in the United States. Well, if you don't have some amount of fat in your diet, so those toxins can catch a train out of your body, those toxins will not be stored in body fat that you don't have, but will start to affect organ systems, brain, and so on and so forth. So forget about the fact that fat may actually help you, some amount of fat. Obviously, there is a, you know, calories in, calories out effect in right. this equation somewhere, but it is also macronutrient sensitive and dependent. But if you don't have some sort of fat in your diet, you're really playing a risky game. You really are, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. No, you absolutely need to be smart about it and, you know, really take a balanced approach to prep. And, you know, a lot of people, they feel like they have to resort to this kind of stuff because they don't give themselves time. And, you know, nothing's prep shouldn't be rushed. I mean, you should take your time with it. It's going to be so much more enjoyable. You're going to be able to keep all these macronutrients in and, you know, feel healthy at the end of the day and not way off balance, throw your hormones off. And it's not worth it. You know, at the end of the day, for that plastic trophy, to cut out things that your body needs. And remember, it's not, you know, I mean, fats aren't bad. There are some fats, granted, like saturated fats and things like that, that, you know, you need to
be
careful
of. You have to limit.
Of,
you have to limit, right?
Exactly. You know, and if you're more higher risk for heart disease and stuff like that, you have to be smart about it. But with all the research out there, I mean, you could find things that go one way or the other as far as, you know, avoiding eggs and animal fats and certain things for people with heart disease. And I bring that up just because my family, it runs pretty prominently in my family. But, you know, at the end of the day, you do need, no matter what, a healthy amount of healthy fats to function. So don't cut them out all the way.
Okay. And my next question that I had actually is echoed by a post on Facebook from Erin Heather Mackin, who says, you know, great show with Victoria. I have hopes that once I get my hormones right, I can potentially go the competition route. And my next question was going to be, do you work with women who are at that perimenopausal stage differently than you do with younger girls who are hormonally intact, because hormones play such a large role in things that can affect progress, including the ability to lose fat and sleep patterns? Because obviously sleep plays a big role. If you're not sleeping well, you know, you can't train well, you can't eat well, nothing works. So do you treat those women differently?
No, I think it, you know, it comes down to listening to your body. And like I said, making sure you have a clean bill of health before you go in. And, you know, if you are experiencing certain symptoms, that it is in fact menopause and not something else. And that you're aware that you are in that state. I mean, you know, everybody's different. So you might have two women who are going into menopause or what have you, and their hormones are crazy. But their bodies respond completely differently to a certain nutrition program. So, you know, it comes down to the individual, and I think a lot of people, you know, it's hard because, you know, you want to be 100% balanced, but I think a lot of people, they take hormones and they say, you know, if they're not losing fat or not losing weight, oh, it's because I'm, you know, hormonal, or I'm, you know, I'm on my period, or, you know, I think my hormones are off, or I'm going into menopause, and they almost, some people use it as an excuse sometimes. And I think if everything's kind of in line and blood work is 100% and you're good and you're a healthy lady, whether you're in menopause or you're a teenager, going on to any sort of nutrition program, you just need to listen to your body and trust your gut instinct and work with people who know what they're doing. And, you know, that person should be able to take a look at how your body is responding to it and make the appropriate changes for that individual, you know, and take into consideration the fact of where their hormones are at. Because, yeah, I mean, I think women have it a little bit harder because our hormones are a little bit crazier. We don't have as much of that thing called testosterone. So it becomes a little bit trickier when, when you're trying to lose weight. But it's something that I don't think will affect the process immensely if their hormones are where they need to be for the given time, you know, where they're at in life.
I actually have two more questions. Can you stay with me through this break, and then I'll let you go right after these
sure.
two questions? Okay. All right. When we come back, what I want to talk about is I want to ask Victoria what her favorite body part to train is, and also where alcohol falls into the equation of getting into contest-ready shape, because, as you know, I'm having a love affair with good red wines these days. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state of the art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
New from Rob Riggish, author of The Blueprint and SHR's own Blueprint Power Hour, comes the Blueprint Bulletin. Every month, Rob delivers the absolute latest and greatest information right to your inbox. Everything's on the table, including training, diet, supplementation, gray market products, and more. This is a fantastic way to stay one step ahead of your competition and use these secrets to up your game. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com or click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad on superhumanradio.com to get your free introductory issue. Go to the Blueprintbulletin.com today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just an announcement, a reminder that Subversity Science Roundup has been moved to a new time. It's still on Thursdays, but it's from 12 to 1 instead of 1 to 2. When we import the brilliance of Adele Musa all the way from Munster, Germany, and we apply the Subversity sniff test to science in the news. And as we know, the mainstream media gets it wrong almost 100% of the time. So don't forget to tune in for that. We're talking to Victoria Adelis right now. You can email her at info@teamabcfitness.com if you want to train with her. You have questions for her. I'm sure that she can answer them for you. Okay, so what's your favorite body part to train, Victoria?
I love training shoulders. That's one of my favorites to train. Shoulders and back, yeah.
Okay. What's your least favorite then?
I have a love-hate relationship with training legs. I mean, I love it because that's an area I really want to continue to improve on. I would have to say of my legs, my calves is probably, I can't stand calf training, but I have to do it. I need to work on those things, but favorite for sure, shoulders. And I've built them up to the point now where I can't train them as much as I would like.
Because they're getting so big?
Yeah, they're we're having to tone it down just a little bit. I mean, I really worked hard on building them up, so I was training them twice a week. Now I hit them about once a week and try to limit it, and my leg training is more so like twice a week.
You know, one of the things that I found works really well for calves, is statics. You got to remember, your calves are accustomed to high repetition work because you walk all day long. You do thousands and thousands of calf exercises just by walking, driving your car,
right,
and hitting the brakes. But what the calves are not good at and what they respond to the fastest is heavy weighted statics. Get that calf raise machine, put the highest weight you can on it. Get into that completely contracted position, look at a clock and hold it for a minute, and then step down off of it, stretch your calves, do it again, and do that 3 or 4 times. Don't do these high repetition things. Try that and then email me and tell me if all of a sudden your calves don't just start blowing up. Everybody I've told this to has said, I can't believe it. My calves never respond, and now they do. You've got to give them something that they're not accustomed to. What they're not accustomed to is heavy weighted contractive holds. That's what they're not accustomed to. That's what they respond to.
So jump rope doesn't count then.
No, because you know what? You got to get them into that fully contracted position with lots of weight on them, and until
right.
they just fail. That's what makes them grow. It really does. But anyway.
Right.
Okay.
All right. No. Yeah. I'll try it.
Where do you stand on alcohol in the equation of getting yourself lean and into good condition?
Well, I don't drink for most of the year because I'm in competition prep for most of the year. Just because, you know, not only the whole calories, you know, associated with alcohol, but it slows down your body's fat burning process, in my opinion. I mean, your body doesn't work as efficiently. If you're having like a couple of glasses or more, two or more glasses on the weekend, and it'll take your body like 1 to 2 days to actually start working at its normal capacity again. And then if you have another couple of drinks, 2, 3, 4 drinks midweek, you're just beating your body back down again. So it never fully is able to function at, you know, on all cylinders. So it's important to kind of try to limit it. If you're just trying to get in shape and healthy, typically what we suggest is, you know, try 1 to 2 glasses on the weekend, keep it in moderation, have like, you know, that designated day where you have a cheat meal, you have a glass of wine. And then after that, back at that, you know, hard diet, because it really can throw your body for a loop. And not only that, but it loosens your inhibition. So, you know, you are going to be a lot more relaxed when you drink, and you're going to be a lot more likely to eat that donut that's staring at you, you know, on the counter. So, you know, you can convince yourself, like, oh, it's not going to hurt, you know, I'll have a couple of this or that. And that's where it all starts to add up.
Well, you know, if you subscribe to the calorie theory, there are people who go, well, it's 150 calories, I'll just shave 150 calories from somewhere else. But I have to tell you my own experience. I've cut wine out completely for the past few weeks, and I've gotten leaner already, and I'm eating more, obviously, because I'm training harder. So I have to believe that the intrinsic value of wine calorically is not where the problem is. It's the extrinsic value of what it does to your physiology, biochemically, to your ability to burn fat. And some people like Jim, I can't think of his last name right now, but the guy I interviewed last year when we talked about, we did 3 shows together about metabolic typing, you know, what foods are best suited for different types of people. And his attitude was that alcohol affects the thyroid and stops the thyroid from producing thyroid hormone, which then in turn causes the body to become less insulin sensitive. Of course, thyroid hormone affects insulin sensitivity, but more importantly, you reduce your energy production, which means that you don't burn the calories that you normally would doing things. And that's what he believes. That's where it leads to fat gains. So it's interesting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's all kinds of research out there that, you know, alcohol can lower testosterone and it can increase appetite. And in fact, I mean, if you put people, there was a study done where if you put a group of people in front of a meal and give them a soft drink, and then you put another group in front of a meal with alcohol, the people with alcohol are actually going to increase the amount of food that they actually consume. So, I mean, it just can internally, not only that, but damage your stomach, your kidneys, your liver.
Bingo. Now the liver is really critical, and here's why. Because we know that diabetics have compromised livers. This may be what ends up making someone finally diabetic, is as long as their liver is functioning properly, it's able to fight off the perils of insulin resistance. But then once the liver caves in, then they become, they develop frank diabetes. So, and nothing affects the liver like alcohol. Nothing. I mean, alcohol is toxic to the liver. And so if you believe that the liver is involved in the liberation and deployment of fat out of the body, then you can't do things that are going to harm it.
Yeah, no, it's no good when you're, you know, alcohol is contributing to basically the destruction of your body's detoxification process. That's not a good thing.
Yeah.
So you need to be careful.
Let's go ahead and plug your contact information again. If people want to reach out to you, it's info@teamabcfitness.com. The website will be coming soon. Right now, you can buy a Hawaiian shirt at the website, apparently.
Yes, exactly. Well, I have a website up on my, for my, if you want to learn more about me as a competitor, and there's my personal contact information, that's just victoriaatlas.com, so you can go there in the meantime. Or just even find me on Facebook. I mean, I created my athlete page. You know, a lot of athletes post about, you know, themselves all the time in pictures, and that's fine. And I will post pictures about competition and stuff, but I primarily created it to connect with other competitors, to help in their process, because this is my passion. So if, you know, if I can help other people through social media, please just reach out and shoot me a quick message, and I'm happy to help.
There you go. And Victoria Adelis. Is it Adelis or Adelis? I'm sorry if I've been mistaken.
Adelis. No, okay. That's okay.
VictoriaAdelis.com. But anyway, yeah. You know what? Reach out to Victoria if you have aspirations of changing your body. She can help you, and clearly she does it in a way that is both sensible and healthy at the same time. So check it out. Victoria, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Carl, thank you for having me. It's been a blast.
Take care. And, of course, thanks to All-American EFX, which is one of the sponsors that helps Victoria do the things that she does. So thanks to the folks over at All American EFX.
Thank you. Yeah, huge thank you to them. I'm proud to be a certified natural freak.
There you go. And not afraid of creatine. I love that. A woman not afraid of creatine. That's strong.
Love it.
Take care, Victoria.
Thank you.
Hi. So that's it. Thanks for listening today. We'll have another great show planned for you tomorrow. We'll see you then.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.